you're going to discover good franchisors often do not make a profit off the upfront franchise fee. They invest it in your education. And it's important for you to understand that, and it's important for you to ask questions.
Welcome to the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast, where we talk about all things franchising. Now, here's your host, Dr. John P. Hayes.
Hi, I'm John Hayes, and this is the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast. I often get asked, why is there a franchise fee? Why is that important? Or if it's a $25,000 franchise fee, could I pay it over 5 years? And the answer is no, you can't do that. It's not the way it works. You're going to pay that as a lump sum upfront payment to become a franchisee. But why? It's costly, and $25,000 is on the low end now. $50,000, $100,000 franchise fees are not unheard of. Why so much? And why a fee at all? Why can't I just become your franchisee and start paying you a royalty? I'll even pay you more, but I don't have that initial $50,000 to pay, or I'm afraid to pay it because I'm afraid to risk it. So could you make me your franchisee and not charge me an upfront fee? And the answer again, no, doesn't work that way. There's got to be commitment on your part, and there's going to be some risk on your part. But let's look a little deeper at that fee. Let's say it's $50,000. Does that mean that a franchisor takes the $50,000, puts it in their pocket, and they're profiting off your franchise fee? Well, it could mean that, because there are 4,000 franchise brands in North America, and they're not all created equally. Some are better than others. And part of your job, and part of what I hope you understand in the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast, is that you've got to look out for yourself. Now, the government has helped you to look out for yourself, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along. One of the requirements is an upfront franchise fee. How does that get used? How does that benefit you? And again, the government has created mechanisms to help you understand how that money is being used. And this mechanism allows you to ask questions that you need to know upfront. So if it's $50,000 fee and the franchisor says, no, in fact, we don't make any money off the $50,000, how could that be? You don't make any money off my $50,000 fee. How could that be? Well, good chance they don't. First of all, who sold the franchise? Was it a broker who helps the franchisor find leads and doesn't necessarily close the franchise sale? The franchisor does that, but the broker's going to get awarded probably 50% of that franchise fee. So while brokers tell you that there's no fee to use them, that's true, and you should take advantage of brokers, because some of them, they're great educators, and they're going to help lead you to the right opportunity. You know, that's their job. They don't know just 5 or 6 franchise opportunities. They might know 500 franchise opportunities. That's probably a stretch, but they know a few dozen opportunities, and they have the wherewithal to be able to go find franchises that would make sense for you, and they want to be rewarded for doing that. And so you don't pay them directly, but when you pay the franchise fee, the franchisor has agreed to give that broker half of the money. So the franchisor only has $25,000 left. Well, if the franchise was sold by the franchisor's sales team, they may not be giving up $25,000, but they're going to pay a commission most likely, or they've paid a franchise salesperson to bring you into the fold and to teach you and answer your questions and hold your hand and work with you and introduce you to people. And sometimes that takes 3 to 6 months to make that sale. And again, the franchise salesperson has to be rewarded, and it's going to come out of your $50,000. But let's just say that the franchisor has $25,000 of your $50,000 left. Again, could they just put that in their pocket and profit from it? And the answer is, yeah, sure, they could do that. Good franchisors don't do that. Before we continue, let me tell you about the Selling Franchises Bootcamp coming up at Palm Beach Atlantic University, the home of the Titus Center for Franchising in West Palm Beach. This 2-day bootcamp is jam-packed with information and people who will help you sell more franchises in 2023 and beyond. Everything from lead generation to technology that people are using today to sell more franchises, to events that you can incorporate, to to how to sell to the generations of people who are buying franchises. Baby boomers don't buy the same way as Gen Z buys, and you need to know that information. Plenty of networking opportunities, 3 major keynotes, lots of information that will be valuable to you in this 2-day boot camp at Palm Beach Atlantic University. You can get all the details at TitusCenter.com. Click on Selling Franchises Bootcamp. It's set for January 19 and 20, 2023. Good franchisors, take your membership fee, your upfront franchise fee, and they reinvest that in you through education. So that $25,000 that's left, maybe they've got a 10-day training program. Who pays the trainers? And who provides the structure? Who pays for the structure of the training? All the various elements of a training program could easily cost $50,000, $60,000 over a 10-day period of time. Again, franchisors are going to use your money to pay for that training. If they're bringing in a lawyer to speak to you, they're bringing in an accountant to speak to you, they bring in a sales professional to speak to you, maybe for a day or two, in training you how to go out and sell the product that the franchisor provides, how to learn their system. Who's paying these training people over a 5-day, 10-day, 3-week period of time that franchisors will provide for training? So you should ask that question of the franchisor, where does my money go? I understand you're going to pay a commission. Let's say it's $25,000. You still have $25,000 of my money left. Show me, please, what do you do with that? And of course, I'm not going to be offended if you tell me that some of it is profit, because don't you want a franchisor who is profitable? I don't think you want to invest in a franchise company where the franchisor doesn't make any money. You want them to be there not only tomorrow, but next year and 20 years from now as well, or at least as long as you're in the franchise. They've got to make a profit. But you're going to discover good franchisors often do not make a profit off the upfront franchise fee. They invest it in your education. And it's important for you to understand that, and it's important for you to ask questions that will help you understand how that franchise fee is being used. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Franchise Hot Seat. I'm John Hayes.
Thanks for tuning in to the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast with Dr. John P. Hayes. Tune in next time for more conversation around all things franchising.